I'm going to stay in the science area because that's a great segue into this one. Tell us about the big fat fish theory.
A colleague of ours, Dr. Steve Berkeley, died last year. But before he did, he had spent a number of years studying large rockfishes, specifically off the coast of Oregon. And he had been rearing a number of different rockfishes and raising their larvae and juveniles to learn about that process. And in the process, he accidentally found that the larvae from larger animals were more viable than the larger than the larvae from smaller animals. In other words, that they were able to live on their egg yolks for a longer time period than the larvae from younger animals. That idea, coupled with the fact that we've known for a long time that as a fish grows, they get, the females have exponentially larger number of eggs that they can produce than the smaller animals. And so the concepts, these concepts have been put together saying, identifying that many of the rockfishes that we have off our coast, which typically live 50 to 100 years for the species that we have here, if we let them grow to a large size, they're going to produce 10 times as many or 100 times as many larvae as a fish that's just turned in maturity. And so the concept is that with marine protected areas, preserving the, a group of fishes so the females can go larger, you're going to end up producing many, many more, hundreds of times more young than you would if you only had smaller fishes. And so one of the key concepts in the development of the marine protected areas is to provide protection for animals so they can grow larger, more animals, and therefore provide proportionally greater contribution to the populations as larger adults.
Can I add a little bit to that?
Bark, add away.
You know, there's another aspect of this. It's really interesting, and it's actually a concept that developed in very early fisheries research back in the early, actually in the early 1900s, and it's the idea that in a population, females of different sizes spawn at different times. The bigger females, because they have more energy, can actually produce eggs and spawn earlier in the spawning season than the younger females. And in the process of maintaining big, medium-sized, and smaller females in a population, you spread the period over which they're actually putting out young into the ocean. And the reason this is important is because fisheries biologists have known that there are oftentimes particular oceanographic conditions that are conducive for the survival of these young, and those conditions are variable over time. So it's like you're trying to put your babies out in order to match the timing of those oceanographic conditions. You have a bigger air time period that you're putting out those babies, and therefore a higher likelihood of matching those environmental conditions that are best for larvae if you have a wide spawning season produced by the big, the medium-sized, and the smaller females.